seconds until airtime. Mark, 30-second stations, your next and final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime.
Studios, please start your archive recording.
Coming up on 15 seconds until airtime. Mark, 15-second stations, have fun.
The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance. Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy, proud supporter of Razorback Athletics, always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants, proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
It feels like a game day at the Catfish Hole right now as we welcome you into On the Air with Chad Morris. Glad you're with us Wednesday night. Hogs heading to the Rock in a couple of days. And let's welcome in the head coach of the Razorbacks, everybody. Let's welcome in Chad Morris.
And another great crowd.
It is a great crowd. They're excited. Going to Little Rock. You know, you've not seen it before other than the spring game. But I'm going to tell you, the fans are going to be lining up Markham Street. The buses are going to roll. You're going to be excited. Your players are going to be excited. Just kind of give us a sense about your team and how the week's gone and what you're looking forward to.
Well, again, you know, going back to last week and coming off of last week's game, and our preparation, you know, heading forward doesn't change. It's all about us getting better. It's all about focusing on us. You know, that's the big message. It's always about the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, you know, as we get ready to travel to Little Rock and just sharing the excitement level in that building right now, this is a football team that's definitely trending in the right direction. And I'm extremely excited about taking this group and experiencing the great history that's occurred and being a part of that and seeing a fan base down there that's just as excited as this entire state is.
You had an opportunity right after you were hired to go around Arkansas. And I know you made a lot of Razorback Club events. And you realize when you do that, you know, we're in this corner. But, man, it is the state's team from border to border.
Well, it didn't take long to realize that at all. And as I traveled around and went all corners of our state and heard so many stories and just the passion level for the love of the Hogs and to see where we are in our football season right now and still see the passion level and the love for these Razorbacks and the direction this team's going. I mean, it truly is special. And as I mentioned Monday in my press conference, that's what makes our state so special is the passion level that we have.
It's also, it's also a football team that's excited about playing football, and you could tell that during the Alabama ball game. And I just wonder about the carryover from a game like that. I know there's frustration as you improve, you don't get the win, but I just wonder how your football team came back.
Well, I think when you look at just kind of the way this season has gone, and especially over about the last 4 weeks of this season, and watch these young men continue to fight and continue to give everything they got, and putting plans together, coming out to practice every day. When they walk in that building every day, they've got a great attitude. I mean, a spectacular attitude about getting better, and that's what we can control. And to watch the progress, and there is growth. The growth is happening. There is improvement that's happening. Obviously, we want the wins to come with it, and they're going to come. But we got to continue to focus on us and getting better. And that's been my message.
Matt, a few notes as far as the offense is concerned coming out of the Alabama ball game, and just generally, though, could you talk about the improvement of the unit and what you saw in that ball game?
Well, I think that you continue to see, one, that we continue to grow the playbook and open up our offense a little bit more each week. And a lot of that comes with the consistency at the play of with Ty at quarterback. It comes with, what we can execute. There's a lot of things that will go in, and we'll come back in on a Wednesday night, and we'll throw things out that we're not ready yet. But last week, I think you continue to see it grow. Ty continues to get a little bit more comfortable each week. You see Rakeem Boyd continue to be the playmaker and stepping up. Our tight end production is continuing to grow. There's a lot of really good things that are happening. Our first down production was the biggest asset and the biggest part of the reason why our success offensively was last week, because we really executed on first down.
Compliments to you and Coach Craddock and the offensive staff. There were points in that ball game where you had a really good defense off balance and on their heels, and I kind of got a feeling that's a little bit of a taste of what you hope to do on a more consistent basis.
It is. What you try to do is you take what the defense does very well, and you try to use it against them. And they pursued the football extremely well, and we felt like that at times that they pursued so well that we could get underneath them. And we hit a few screens early on, created some first downs. And then we knew we were going to get a lot of man coverage, and you saw us. We had motion over and try to shorten the edge and try to get Rakeem out on the edge and get him loose, and we did that as well.
You utilized your tight end on the screen game, and, the athleticism of your tight end, being able to make plays. I think about CJ after the catch. Those were important parts of what you were doing.
Well, we had nine catches from our tight end position this past week, and that was that continues to be the leading group of receivers of our football team over the last several weeks. And so, watching those guys grow, obviously we've seen CJ get better, but Austin Cantrell, Grayson Gunner, those are also young men that have made big impacts.
I wanted to ask you about Cole Kelly and your goal line package. I don't know if jumbo package is the right way to put it. He's a big guy. But talk, if you would, about his performance in that role.
Well, first of all, with Cole and what a great competitor and a great team player. And really commend him. You got to love a guy. He brings the energy on the sideline. He's there supporting Ty the entire way. He understands what his role is on this football team, and he's executing it very well. And I got a lot of respect for a young man that understands that and can come in those situations and benefit the team. He wants to win just as bad as all of us do, and to know that that's his role to help us achieve that, that says a lot about Cole.
Devion Warren, we saw the return, the touchdown reception. He's got that element of speed that not many have.
Extremely quick. We got to find ways to get him the football more. It was really good to see him get loose on our kickoff return unit, and we expect to continue to get to see more and more of that as the year goes.
All right, a little bit later in the show, Hayden Henry's going to be here tonight, and Colton Jackson is going to be here tonight. They're going to join us on the program this evening. Got defense, got offensive line, and I think about Colton and a guy that, wants to play. I mean, worked hard to get back out on the field. And as a coach, I'm sure you've got a lot of appreciation for that.
Well, when a young man comes in right there late July and tells us that, look, my back, and I'm probably going to have surgery, and we talked to the trainers and the doctors, and you know, it was just, we just shook your head. You know, we were already down numbers in our offensive line, and to know that Colton was fixing to go out for about 8 weeks. But we knew that was the right thing to do. There was a chance that, hey, what if we just try to rehab it? And we all sat down together and said, look, let's get this done. Let's get it done. Let's get it behind us. We know in 8 weeks you'll be back ready to go. And that's what we've seen. And again, I think a lot of that, the continuity of our offense is really helped because of Colton.
All right, folks, we got a lot to do during the next hour. Now, for those of you who are in the audience here at the Catfish Hole, our Ask the Coach segment brought to you by Academy Sports is coming up. You've probably seen these on your table. If you got one you want to fill out, we'll get to that. Hayden Henry just walked in, by the way, everybody. Yeah. Can we welcome him? See, you walk in, the first thing they do is start clapping for you. Then you get to eat here in just a second. We'll visit with him coming up in just a bit. But we're going to give you an opportunity to get mic'd up with the coach after the break. So stay with us. On the Air with Chad Morris continues on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Pettigene Griller or the all-beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory-smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory-smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Folks, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. It's time for our Ask the Coach segment brought to you by Academy Sports. Now, all the questions we've had turned in are from this side of the room. So if anybody's got anything over here, you need to move fast. And I'm going to start over here with Dennis. Dennis, I'm going to get you to move a little bit toward me. And you get first crack.
This is a smart side of the room, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, Coach, Dennis from Rogers. Last week was a big weekend for recruiting. You had a lot of people in. I know you can't talk about specifics and that kind of thing, but did you reach the goals that you'd set for your recruiting?
Well, we did, and it was a huge weekend. We had well over, I think, 150 recruits here. We had, 10 official visitors. with their families. And, you know, our goal is always to be the best at what we do. And it was. It was great. It started Friday night right here in the Catfish Hole and transitioned over to Saturday night. Obviously, the game and transitioned Saturday night. We had a big deal out at my house. And it was a great weekend and exactly on par with what we expect.
All right, Coach, right in front of you to the left, David.
Coach David from Fayetteville. Since this is your first trip to Little Rock, taking a team down there, talk about your travel plans and when do you leave and all that. And also, we talked about several weeks ago about recruiting at A&M or at the A&M game and how you could have them there, but you could. What are the rules on recruiting for the Little Rock games, too?
Right.
And I also think there's a big recruiting announcement coming tomorrow at noon, I believe.
Well, you may know more about that than I do. Well, you know, we're excited. Excited about taking this football team down Friday. And really, Friday, what we'll do, nothing changes. We'll get up Friday morning, and we'll do all our meetings, our practice there at our stadium there at the Fred Smith Center. And, you know, we'll do everything as normal. We'll get on a plane, travel down, and, you know, have our chapel, have our dinner, and just some signal meetings and put them to bed. Try to get some rest and get ready to go for Saturday. So nothing really changes there. As far as recruiting on game day, we can provide tickets. I think we're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 recruits there. That was the last number we had checked. And so a lot of recruits are going to be around. We cannot have any contact with them at all. But no contact at all, but they can be there at the game with their families and enjoy the environment.
All right, Coach, we got Marty over here.
Hi, Coach, Marty from Fayetteville. I read last week that you had about 30% of your offense installed at this point. How much of that, or how much would you expect to add each week, and how much would you expect to have in by the end of the year?
You know, it's really hard to say. It's really more of what we can execute. I would say that you could probably get somewhere around 50% or so, maybe a little bit more. You know, we're continuing to grow our offense, and the guys are really working hard at it and executing really well. And so I've been very pleased with it. So we're going to continue to just add a little bit more each week and maybe a different wrinkle, or we call it window dressing. So we'll window dress a lot of things and change a look at it.
All right, Coach, we're going to stay on this side of the room. Joanne's here. Joanne, it's your turn.
Thank you, Coach. I have a question about redshirting. Since so many key players left their schools to transfer, do you think that rule will be the same, or should it be limited to freshmen only?
Well, I think you'll see the NCAA will probably go back in from a coach's standpoint as far as the coaches reacting to – the coach's response back to the way the redshirting rule has unfolded. There'll probably be a lot of discussion about should we make this 4-game just for freshmen only. I think that'll be discussion in the offseason. I really do.
Coach, I'm going to get one in over here before I move to a different spot. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Coach, each week we see these young men fight to the end and never quit. That is Arkansas, and it makes us all very proud. So how did you go about instilling this culture?
Well, I think you look at let's talk about our fans first, because you see our fans right there to the bitter end cheering these young men on. And as we come through that tunnel after the ball game and to see all the large amount of fans that we have right there cheering these young men on and the fight and the appreciation of what these guys are building is really inspirational. It truly is. But that's our fans. That's who we are. Like you said, that's who our state is. And we're fighters, and we're not going to give up. And I think that's the message. That's been my message from day one with these young men, is that, look, it doesn't matter. We've got to continue to get better. And you're going to go through different adversities in your life. And football is the greatest teaching tool to help you get through those storms and those adverse times. And as long as you'll continue to pick yourself up, you're going to succeed. And that's what this program has been built on for many, many years. That's what this state's about. And that's what we are. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And it's going to start with me as a head coach and demanding that from not just our players, but from every one of our support staff members and our coaches. But a great question, and that's just who we are.
All right, where is EB at? I've lost EB. Right over here. Right over there where I was.
Coach, we're excited to have you, and you've obviously moved here from being in Dallas. And so my question is a little bit non-football. When did you realize that Fayetteville was home for you?
Well, let me see here. Let's see, the day I interviewed for the job, and then my exact response was, I will walk backwards to Fayetteville. That was truly a statement that I made. I said, I'll walk backwards there, because I know that this truly is a sleeping giant, and we're waking it up. And but you know, we came up here and hit the ground running in recruiting and building relationships with our current players. And then then I realized I bought a house and I got a mortgage. So now I'm like, yeah, it really is home. And so, but yeah, no, it did not take long at all to realize that this was home and excited about it.
All right, Coach, we've had like 7 questions from this side of the room. I said 0 from this side. If anybody wants to raise their hand and get a question in from this side of the room before we go to the break, now's your time. Going once, going twice. Everybody's quiet on this side of the room, Coach.
There you go.
All right, folks, quick break. We got Hayden Henry and Colton Jackson when we come back on the air with Chad Morris. Continues in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's here, the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT, the truck you've always wanted, now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
To avoid identity theft, use unique passwords for various accounts. Never give out personal information unless you made the contact. Review bank statements and credit reports for suspicious activity. Keep financial records in a secure place. And remember to shred old documents with personal information and credit cards.
This is Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. For more consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas Online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome in Hayden Henry and Colton Jackson. And let's welcome in Razorback great Quinn Grovey. Hey, Colton, I'm going to start with you. We were talking a little bit earlier with Coach Morris. I mean, you know, you come in, got back issues, surgery, don't really know how this year's going to go. Just kind of give us a sense of what playing football means to you right now.
I mean, just going out there doing whatever I can. I mean, I was blessed to get cleared a lot earlier than expected due to being in the training room with Dave, our head trainer, and being with Coach True and the strength staff working out like three times a day trying to get back as fast as I can. And luckily I was seated in that.
I was going to ask you about, you know, what you got to do to get back. You say three times a day. Now, what was the first time you had to get started?
You said what?
What was the earliest time of the three times a day? What was the first time you had to go into the training room?
Really, it was just all day because I don't have class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay.
Because I'm about to graduate in December. So, luckily, I had all that time for my schedule to allow.
Now, Hayden, everybody knows your family's history with the Razorbacks. How do you carve out a spot for Hayden Henry? How are you Hayden Henry, not just, you know, another one of those Henrys?
First off, I mean, I chose the defensive side of the ball. You know, I got two brothers that play offense. They both play tight end. I decided I like to hit people more than I like to catch passes. You know, they're good at their things, and I'm good at mine. But, you know, all three of us kind of have our own individual characteristics that separate us from one another. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my best to blaze my own trail.
How competitive was the household growing up?
What was that like? Mom and Dad had a lot of patience. I promise you that. A lot of fighting, a lot of wrestling, a lot of trash talk. But as you can see, I mean, it really turned out well for us. My dad was really the instigator in all of it. He kind of liked the competitive spirit between us three, and it's, you know, turned us into who we are today.
Now, did you guys play all the sports, or were you primarily football? How did all that work?
All the sports. Hunter, believe it or not, was a fantastic basketball player. At one point, he actually thought about hanging up the cleats and playing basketball only. So, thank God he didn't do that.
Yeah.
Hudson and I both played multiple sports, baseball, football, basketball, played it all, busy all year round.
Who's the best one?
The best brother.
Who's the best one?
Oh, come on now. I can't do that.
Well, you got to say yourself, don't you?
I know. I love my brothers, though. I can't do that to them.
Hey, Colton, growing up in Conway, what was it like in terms of wanting to play for the Razorbacks, having an opportunity to do that? Can you kind of describe that for us?
Just being in the home state, basically. You know, when I first started getting recruited by them my sophomore year, they actually offered me after my sophomore year, and I came up here with it was Coach Pittman at the time. Came up here, he sat and talked with me in this office, and so they were going to offer me, and I was committed right there. So I already knew I wanted to come here. So.
Now, Hayden, your dad, Mark, was my center in college, and he was extremely tough. I mean, he was a tough guy. Yeah, I mean, is that something he tried to instill to all you guys?
Oh, yeah. I got a funny story I'll tell. When I was probably 5 years old. It's like one of my first or second year playing football. And on the way to my peewee football game, my dad turns on AC/DC in the car. And he cranks it up as loud as it can go. And he's like singing it. And I'm kind of sitting there like, what in the world? And I think he caught on at that point. Maybe, you know, it's not. I mean, he was real into it when we were really little. He kind of had to calm down a little bit. But.
So I'm a big Mark Henry fan. Of course, he protected me, so I was really a big fan of his. But it's one of those things where, has his experience going through big-time college football just really helped all of you guys?
Absolutely. Since we've all been little, he's kind of instilled this mental toughness edge to all three of us. You got to be tougher than everybody else. A lot of people are going to fold under pressure. A lot of people don't want to be outside when it's 104 in August. A lot of people don't want to stay up late and study. A lot of people want to sleep through their classes, things like that. Just taught us you're not going to always want to do something, but sometimes you got to do it, and it sucks, and that's life.
Yeah, okay. So, Colton, man, you're in the SEC, man, and you play the money position at that left tackle position. And, you know, how good was it for you to get back and get in with your O-line teammates?
It was good. I was excited. Just sitting up there for about 6-7 weeks, just sitting to the side watching them go through the drill, kind of helping out the other guys. It just made me want to get back out there more and really appreciate, you know, how fast something could be gone. So luckily it was not gone permanently, but that amount of time really, really humbled me and really like wanted me to get back out there.
Well, it feels like that offensive line is really starting to come together with you at left tackle, Yelta at left guard, and Ty Clary at center. It just feels like you guys are really starting to make some hay. Just talk about your other offensive line counterparts and just how that offensive line kind of works together.
You know, getting Ty in there, he's a young guy. He, you know, Yelta really took him under his wing because Yelta was started out playing a little bit of center. It's just more of like a big bond thing. Like it's on and off the field. It's not just football. Like every Thursday night, we go hang out. We go out to eat. We go to a movie. Whatever, just hang out, build that bond. So it's just really comfortable playing with a bunch of guys that you're just around 24/7. So.
All right, guys, sit tight. Quinn will continue in just a second. Stay with us on the air with Chad Morris. Returns in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at Domino's.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back. folks, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We're live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We're visiting with Hayden Henry and Colton Jackson. And guys, I want to talk to you about, as we begin this segment, something the coach was talking about a little bit earlier, about how, you know, the players, you guys see the progress, feel the progress. Colton, I'm going to start with you. Offensive improvement, just day-to-day improvement. Do you feel it? Is that something that the players feel among themselves?
Yeah, definitely. It's night and day difference from the first two games that we run. We're installing more. We're executing more. Allowing to get some more guys open, get some more guys getting loose. Allowed to run more of the offense that we want to run. You know, before we were trying to get the hang of things, we were kind of limited. But now the playbook's really starting to open up for us. So,
what about you, Hayden?
Defensively, I think we've played at a pretty high level this year. There's been a few games where we've really hung in there well. I mean, played the field position game, get a short field, and you're holding them to field goals, stopping them on fourth downs. Something that always stands out to me when you break down film on Sunday is just how in the SEC you can have 10 guys doing the right thing, and you give up a big play because there's one mistake by one guy. And you just got to get all 11 guys on the same page to really make it work. But I think we're playing at a really high level, and this week we're gonna come out and do our thing.
Give us a sense as a linebacker. You know, you have guys play linebacker from 250 pounds down to about 200 pounds. What makes a great linebacker?
I've always thought recognition makes you a great linebacker. Being able to see the whole field, you got to play with wide eyes, see everything that's going on at once, have great reaction skills. You can see linebackers in the NFL, that the prototypical linebacker in the NFL is changing from a guy that's 255 pounds to a guy that's more like 220 pounds, 230 pounds that can run and cover big tight ends. The game's changing so much now, spread offenses in every league. Got to have linebackers that can cover and run.
Colton, how has the change in offense affected the offensive lineman in terms of your physical build, what you're asked to do physically maybe as opposed to before?
It's a lot more moving around, a lot more running definitely than what we usually did. And I think Coach True and the strength staff did a great job this summer with the conditioning and all that stuff, getting them in a way better condition than we used to be. Just the build, you don't want to be too big, you don't want to be too small at the same time because you're still playing in the SEC against these big guys. But at the same time, I think the conditioning and the running really helped out.
Now, hey, one of the things that I see from you, I mean, every time you get into the game, it's like when you get a chance to lay the wood, you lay the wood. And, you know, some people have a knack of getting to the quarterback, being around the football, and you can do all those things, but there seems to be, every time you hit somebody, it's like an explosion. And, where does that come from?
I don't know. I just, oftentimes you can make plays by running to the football. You get 11 guys that run to the football, good things happen. You've kind of heard that saying before. Just running the football, you never know what's going to happen. He breaks a tackle, you get an open shot at the ball, get the ball out. So I try to do my best to get to the ball as fast as I can. You never know what's going to happen. Every now and then get a big hit.
Now, you talked about your two brothers being tight ends and you being the defensive guy. If you had to line up on both those guys one-on-one, who's going to win that matchup?
Me.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. Now, Colton, you guys, you look at Alabama, you guys won a lot of battles on Saturday. I mean, the offense moved the football extremely well. Rakeem ran for over 100 yards, and that had to give the offense some confidence, going into this week.
Yeah, just like Coach Morris said, it's another nameless, faceless opponent. It doesn't matter. It could be Bama, it could be whoever. We just got to do our job, got to execute, got to play with technique, and just get the job done.
Yeah. Now, you play with some tremendous leaders on that offensive line. You go back to last year with Frank Ragnow and now Yelta. I mean, just kind of talk about – I mean, you're a leader as well. I mean, just kind of talk about what those guys have meant to you in regards to just being an offensive lineman at the University of Arkansas.
I mean, those guys really – they set the standard for what it takes to be an offensive lineman here at the University of Arkansas. You know, you see Frank where he is at, where he's at now, and then Yelda at the levels that he's playing at right now as a senior. It just speaks for itself, and then you just got to get all the guys to try to take after them. You don't have to be them. Just take after them, do what they do, take tips from them, and then try to be the best you can be. So you, one day you can get up there, and they can be talking about you like they talk about Frank.
Now, Hayden, I mean, you know, when we go with, you know, that three linebacker set, you come into that strong linebacker position, but you know, we talked about leaders. Talk about Dre and Scooter. How is it playing with those alongside those guys?
It's a lot of fun. You don't really have to worry about messing up because, you know, Scooter or Dre is going to be there to kind of fix your mistake, if you know what I mean. They both are just, I mean, they're the top of the, they're at the top of this league defensively. I mean, they're in on every single play, fitting their gaps, making plays on the quarterback, hitting these big SEC running backs. I mean, Scooter and Dre are two of the smartest guys football-wise that I've ever met in my life. And, you know, it shows up on Saturday how they play.
Now, one of the things, you know, Coach Chavis talked about is just really trying to find the best 11 guys to put on the field. And he talked about building depth. And at the linebacker position, we talked about Grant Morgan. We talked about Bumper Poole. I mean, those young guys had to step in early. Just talk about how you guys had to bring them under your wings and get them moving in the right direction.
Grant and Bumper are two outstanding players. They give us the depth that we really need at linebacker. We got a few more guys behind them, D. Walker, Giovanni LaFrance, two guys that can come in and make plays. For Bumper as a freshman, it's been fun to watch him play. He goes in there and plays extremely physical, makes things happen. Grant, probably the smartest football player I've ever met in my entire life. He knows the entire defense, knows what's going on. Sometimes I think he could, I mean, he could probably coach. He could probably go out there and coach. I mean, he knows the defense so well. And, you know, it's great to have them behind. You know, Dre and Scooter can't play 80 snaps in a game. You got to have guys that can go in and give them some rest sometimes.
Yeah. So now both of you guys, we're headed to the Rock. I mean, both of you guys are Central Arkansas guys. Just talk about what it means to for both of you guys to go back to the Rock and play a night game in the Rock is something special. Anytime you get down there, it's crazy. So I expect the crowd to be absolutely bananas. And so how do you guys feel about going to the Rock on Saturday night?
I mean, it's a big opportunity to play close to my home town. A lot of friends, a lot of family is going to have an opportunity to come to that game. So it's going to be exciting.
For me, I'm 4-0 in War Memorial
Stadium.
There we
go. I like
that. I've won three state championships, and I won our game last year there, so I'm pretty excited to go down and play.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Now, one of the things we got to do is ask you about Hunter. I mean, he tore his ACL, and so how's his rehab going?
It's great. He sends me videos a lot. He's running. He's jumping. He's cutting on his leg. He looks really good.
Now, speaking of Ole Miss, I mean – where were you when the Hunter heave happened? What was going through your mind? I really want to know.
Believe
what happened
or not, I wasn't there. I had to take the ACT that morning, and I wasn't there. But I was watching, and it was spectacular. It was a spectacular play. That was an awesome game.
Now, Colton, when you look at Ty Story, I mean, Ty Story has really showed a lot of grit, a lot of, I mean, he's just been there, making a lot of plays. From an offensive line, when you see a guy that's just kind of standing there as a quarterback, you know, does that make you want to fight for him a whole lot more?
Yeah, it's really, really nice to have a quarterback that you see stuff flying all around you. He stays right there. He doesn't fly out of the pocket. He just delivers the ball. He takes hits, even though some of them might be unnecessary. But to have a quarterback that's going to stay in there and deliver the ball, you have to fight for that guy. So he's a really gritty guy.
Guys, we're out of time for this segment. We appreciate you being here tonight. Both did a great job. Hayden Henry, Colton Jackson, let's hear it for those guys again. Men, thank you. We're back with Coach Morris after the break on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. and it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Razorback fans, here's your chance to save big on Shell fuel with Hog Wild Wednesdays. It works like this. Fuel Rewards members with gold status save 5 cents a gallon every fill, every day, plus an additional 5 cents a gallon each Wednesday after all Razorback football or men's basketball games. That's a total of 10 cents off a gallon on Hog Wild Wednesdays. Join free at fuelrewards.com. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Offer ends March 13th, 2019. Limit 20 gallons. Go Hogs.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Glad you're back with On the Air with Chad Morris. Glad you're with us on a Wednesday night. Hogs and Ole Miss coming up at 6:30 on Saturday night in Little Rock. Coach Morris, welcome back to the table. I wanted to follow up on some of this recruiting stuff. David had asked a question a little bit earlier, and we were kind of chatting about official visits, unofficial visits. We hear that all the time, and everybody acts like they know exactly what it means. But it kind of give us an idea about what you can and can't do, for example, on some of these visits.
Yeah. Well, we can provide, first of all, unofficial visits, you can get three tickets. They can get themselves, and they can bring two guests with them for an unofficial visit. They can come in. They can come through the recruiting process. They have to pay for their meal at game day, which is whatever it is, $10, and then be a part of all the recruiting events. You see them down on the sidelines prior to kickoff while we're in warm-ups. You'll see a big line of people and their families. Those are the unofficial, and some are official visitors. We can take an unofficial. We can go to lunch or dinner with an unofficial visitor as long as it's within 1 mile of campus, of the edge of campus. And so you take the furthest most edge of campus and circle 1 mile, and you can take them and you can go eat with them. You cannot buy their meal. That's unofficial. Official visitors are, we're allowed to pay for them and their families to come in on a visit and spend a night, or actually we get 48 hours from the time you touch campus. And so if they get in at 6 o'clock on Friday night, then they have to be out of there by 6 o'clock on Sunday. And now we can go anywhere with them as far as it's within 30 miles of campus. So as we mentioned earlier, about going to my house. So Friday night, we all came, you know, came to Catfish Hole, and Saturday night after the game, we did a big deal out at my house. Since I live further than 1 mile from campus, it's only official visitors that can come out there. So them and their families come out, and we go and have a big sit down dinner and spend a lot of time together, and just more of a setting. It's really important for the parents of our official visitors and the official visitors themselves to see us far more than just being a coach and in our work environment. So, you know, when you open up your house and you let them go anywhere they want to go and they just go, they get their kids take off and they just go. And that is the neatest thing to them to know that, hey, look, I got to roam all over Coach Morris's house and got to sit down and watch TV with them and talk. And so that's who we are. We're genuine. And I want them to see that because that's what we want them to know, that we're taking in their most prized possession and going to be who we are.
I had to smile a little bit when you were going through the 1 mile and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to have somebody there that can tell you what you can and can't do, don't you?
You've got to definitely have that. And so we've got a great plan, and we lay it all out, and this is what we do.
Different subject on recruiting. You know, back in the old days, before you had social media and all the platforms out there, you picked up the phone, you called someone. There were some real strict rules on what you could and couldn't do now. How has social media changed everything? Because the ability to touch someone and their family is so much greater now, I would think.
Well, it's all about getting in the palm of their hand, and that's getting in their cell phone. And with social media as a game changer, it's not going away. And so it's a constant every day, several times a day, making sure that we are in constant contact through text messages and through direct messaging on Twitter.
All right, quick break. Got to get our final one in of the night. Stay with us on the air with Chad Morris. Back in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 plus total package value of $2,145. 45. See your Ford dealer for details.
George's Majestic Lounge and the Razorback Foundation present Cody Johnson and Friends.
That's why I'm proud to be her.
Don't miss Cody Johnson live Friday night, October 12th at First Security Amphitheater in Little Rock.
Never seen anything wild as you.
Let Cody Johnson and Friends help you get your pregame on before the Razorback Ole Miss game. Portion of the proceeds to benefit the Razorback Foundation. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at georgesmajesticlounge.com, stubs.net, and codyjohnsonmusic.com.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westbrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. Back with a final wrap-up and look ahead. It's the last segment of tonight's show, presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, we welcome you back to our final segment of the night on the air with Chad Morris, live from the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, as always brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee. Again, 6:30 on Saturday night for the game time. Coach, different coaches have different ways of handling the last day or two before a game. I'm sure over the years you've kind of developed a routine. How do you work your team? How do you handle your team, for lack of a better way to put it, over the last 24, 48 hours?
Well, we always talk about the final 48 is mental. It's a mental preparation. I'm very big in making sure that our players are fresh. Fresh with their body, fresh energy, fresh mind. And so Tuesdays and Wednesdays are our big grind days. So today was one of our bigger practices, as yesterday was. Tomorrow will be strictly what we call class on grass. So we'll take out and extend our meetings. We'll go out on the field and do a lot of mental work and getting them ready to go. And then they'll go into some yoga. They'll go into stretching tomorrow evening, really taking care of their bodies. And I think if you asked all our players right now how they feel at the midpoint of the season with their body. Everybody's beat up right now across the country, but how our players feel compared to other teams across the country is remarkable.
And just embracing this ball game, embracing the trip to Little Rock, the crowd, the excitement, that doesn't guarantee you a win, but it's a big part of the process of getting there, isn't it?
It so much is, and if we'll continue to stay the course of what we're about, and that's getting better, I think that we'll continue to see the progress being made. And I'm excited. I'm excited to take this football team to Little Rock and to go down there and to see that environment. I can't wait.
All right, folks, let's hear it again for Chad Morris before we call it a night. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:30 Saturday afternoon from the Capital City. And we're right back here next week for more On the Air with Chad Morris.
You've been listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. Westrock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find Westrock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance. Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy, proud supporter of Razorback Athletics, always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants, proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.